Scene 3, Sarah Voskovic, 10:50 a.m. Next, it was back to Sarah. She'd had scarcely half an hour, but if she didn't have the paper yet, I'd wait till she did. I went through the door rather quickly. Ginger looked up, startled, then recognized me and waved me inward with a smile. Sarah was on the phone. She looked up and twiddled her fingers at me, but stayed on the phone, talking rapidly, then listening. I was prepared to wait, but she pushed a Xeroxed list across the desk at me. "Already?" I mouthed, without making a sound. She nodded and turned away so that she might continue the conversation without disturbance. I picked up the paper with a certain quickening of the heartbeat. If it didn't work out correctly, then I might be right even so, but less certainly, and I might not have the nerve to try to spring the trap. I went over the list of clothing and trivia. Good God, one loose pill, apparently aspirin, quickly. I didn't see it, went over it more carefully again, and again. It wasn't there. I took a deep breath. I must have been holding it and half asphyxiating myself. Then I just sat there and thought. It all worked out, but there was nothing absolutely compelling. It was all circumstantial and flimsy, and unless I could demonstrate something firm, no one would believe it. And to demonstrate something... Sarah was off the phone, and I hadn't noticed. She said, "Darius," and I could tell by listening backward, if you know what I mean, that it was the second time she had said it. I looked up. "I'm sorry. Is that what you wanted? All I had to do was ask, and they sent it right over. Is that okay?" "More than okay. I know who killed Giles." I was sure she would ask who, but she didn't. She said solemnly, "Are you sure you're right?" "I'm sure, but I don't think I can make anyone else sure without something else. Listen, was Marsigliani in when you called?" "He's in, but he's not in his office. That's why I managed to get the list so quickly. This is one of his mornings in security headquarters in the basement." I thought a while. Then I said, "What is your opinion of Marsigliani?"
"As a security chief?"
"Yes."
"He's been here 10 years, as far as I know, and he's given satisfaction."
"What about honesty?"
"What do you mean, honesty?"
"Is he a criminal? Might he be involved in a drug racket?" She stared at me as though I were crazy.
"He? Never."
"That's just an impression, of course."
"Even so,
he'd have to be the world's best actor to be that dirty and give me the impression of being so clean." "How long have you known him?"
"Since I've been here, nearly 7 years."
"And it is your personal and confirmed opinion that he's honest?"
"Absolutely," she said,
separating the syllables for emphasis. "Then I'll have to take the chance. Look, Sarah, is room 1511, Giles' room, still empty?" She turned to the phone again. After a while she said,
"Mr. DeVore had it till today, and his publisher had guaranteed it. It was no loss to leave it unrented till now. But there will be someone coming in, possibly as early as 3 p.m. today."
I looked at my watch. It was after 11. I said, "I'll have time, I think. I'll have to see Marsigliani."
"I'll try to get him up here, but when he's in the basement offices, he..."
"That's not necessary. I would rather go down and surprise him. Could you guide me down there?" She sighed.
"In the sense that I know the way, Darius, I could. But I've got to stay at the phone till the advertising campaign is settled. Please, I'll do my best to have him come up here."
"No, I don't want to get you involved. Can someone else guide me there?" She rose and went into the outer office, then returned and said,
"Ginger will take you. You'll be careful, Darius."
"Oh, I'll be careful, Sarah. What I need is luck." Automatically, I put my hand to the top of my head. Yes, it still hurt. And I thought, I can't take another one just yet. It would very likely kill me. She must have read my thoughts, for her face twisted, and she said,
"You're going to prove how tall you are again, aren't you?"
I stopped dead for a minute. "No," I said. "I know how tall I am. I am 20 feet enough inches high. What I hope I'm going to prove is how smart I am. And how much," I added to myself, "a murderer I am."